What is the best thing from the 90s? The Anything Show with Jean-Francois on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get podcasts, wants to give you a $100 gift card and an Anything Show with Jean-Francois shot glass and keychain Monday, September 27th. All you got to do is tell us the best thing from the 90s on our social media, facebook.com/TheAnythingShow or Instagram at AnythingShowFrancois. Tell us the best thing from the 90s this month, and who knows, you could be the winner of $100 and a shot glass and keychain from The Anything Show with Jean-Francois.
The Upper Left Corner USA is known for its beautiful rivers, forests, and mountains. It's also known for its serial killers and others who commit heinous crimes. Host Emily tells tame, true crime stories out of the Pacific Northwest, taking care to respect the victims and their families. Each episode starts with a Pacific Northwest town profile, detailing where the story takes place, and ends with a review of a Pacific Northwest wine. This murderous tale has hints of apricot. You don't need to be from the Pacific Northwest to enjoy these true crime tales. Available episodes include serial killers Israel Keyes, Robert Lee Yates, interesting tales of debauchery like D.B. Cooper and Mary Kay Letourneau. Cults like Rajneesh Param, and throwback cases that include the Vincent lynchings and Starvation Heights. Episodes of Upper Left Corner drop every other Thursday, and you can binge over 20 episodes right now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other major podcast platforms. Find Upper Left Corner on Instagram at Upper Left Corner Pod and get into these stories.
Attention Nashville, Tennessee area drivers. Commodore Express, Central Tennessee's premier refrigerated transportation provider, is actively hiring CDLA team drivers with minimum 2 years experience. They have been in business since 1995 and provide a solid, stable, stress-free work environment. Their teams run to California and back weekly, average 4,500 miles per week out and back operation. Time off is flexible, they offer full benefits, and pay is dependent on experience. You can visit their website, www.commodoreexpress.net, to learn more, request an online application, or feel free to call Robert in recruiting at 615-287-5140, extension 1, to discuss your future.
From the Magic 97.7 studios in Lindenville, Vermont, this is The Anything Show with Jean-Francois. Stand by and remain cautious.
All right, here we go. What is it? Friday, September 17th, as we record this. Jean-Francois here, joined by Andrew Vandertunt, host of the Lifestyle of a Gay Black Boy podcast. He joins me on the Zoom and on the phone, as always, from Rochester, New York. Hey, Andrew, how's it going?
Great. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing good as long as the phlegm in my throat cooperates this time.
Keep it down to swallow.
Oh, I love to I love to swallow so many things, Andrew.
Oh, cool.
I know. I definitely love to swallow this wonderful show that we have for you this week. We got, what the hell are we doing? Oh, my God, later on, the recent teenage winner of American Ninja Warrior Season 13, Caden Lepsack. I talked to him recently, Andrew. So. I know, that's going to be a really great conversation. Oh my God, for celebrity gossip, the big story this past week, Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend's testicles and how it might have gotten affected by COVID or the vaccine. I think you're kind of familiar with that story, Andrew.
A little bit. Yummy testicles and COVID.
Oh, I feel like that's like a singing duet. Yummy testicles and COVID, appearing at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut, October 25th. I love it. I love it. For Let's Get Viral, our viral videos of the week, a family sings Lady Gaga badly. And for, of course, for Ask Anything, this month of September is flying by. Monday, September 27th is when we announce our next giveaway winner. We ask you this month, what is your favorite thing from the 90s? And you may just win with your response, a $100 gift card and an Anything Show with Jean-Francois shot glass and keychain on the 27th of September. For our headlines, the moment we realized our relationship was serious. All right, so listen, subscribe, follow, rate, and review The Anything Show with Jean-Francois on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get podcasts. Follow us on Facebook.com/TheAnythingShow, Instagram at AnythingShowFrancois, and of course, you have the Anything Show with Jean-Francois YouTube page. Shot glasses and keychains. Shot glasses are $10. Keychains are $5. Hit me up with a DM if you want them. All right, Andrew, I think we are good to go. Let's start off with them fabulous headlines, shall we?
Yes.
Yay! All right, starting off with this one, Andrew. This British man claims that he discovers a pig nipple in a bacon sandwich that he ordered from McDonald's. Not surprisingly, it's McDonald's. And he's so grossed out, Andrew, that he's joining your club. He's going vegan. What do you think about that?
Welcome on in. You get a free toaster oven.
Wait a minute, but if you're vegan, what do you put in that toaster oven? Broccoli?
Toast.
Oh, toast. Oh, yeah, because you vegans are allowed to eat that, aren't you?
The bread, well, most bread doesn't have eggs. But, I mean, it's just something comes from McDonald's and you're finally realizing vegan is the way to go. Welcome on in.
All right, fine. I mean, hey, if I find myself a pig nipple in my Big Mac next time, then you might just have to invite me into the vegan club as well.
Okay, at least take a bite of the nipple. I need to know this tastes good.
Well, of course, Andrew. I mean, you know, I'm a guy with a girlfriend who loves sex. I think I got experience with eating nipples.
Okay, well, as long as they taste good, maybe they may sway some people from the vegan group to McDonald's.
All right. I like it. All right, we got some idiot, Andrew, in our next headline. I mean, you and I were shaking our head at this when we found this out. Some idiot thought it would be a great idea to build a Tinder profile for his girlfriend just to see how many guys would think she was hot. Now, it turns out she matched with 1,300 dudes in the first hour. And I guess the guy with the girlfriend looked at it and he was like, oh, my God, my girlfriend's hot. I actually appreciate her now. And I wonder, Andrew, is the girl okay with this? Did she give the guy permission to put herself up essentially for sale on Tinder?
He auctioned off his girlfriend essentially to say, hey, who thinks she's hot enough? I hope she goes with one of those matches.
Yeah, because something tells me that this guy with the girlfriend, look, you can do that Pornhub fetish of giving up your girlfriend for sale to some other guy and watch them have sex, but in real life, not gonna happen. He's such an a-hole, so I don't know about this guy.
Yeah, I hope he falls down a hole.
Wait, the girlfriend's hole or like an actual hole in a ditch somewhere?
I call it an actual hole in a ditch, not deep enough to hurt him, but just mildly inconvenient.
Okay, Andrew, I like how generous you being, you know, you're being there. You know, not killing him, but just shortly before the area of killing him.
Yes, I want him to think about life as he's falling.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, this model in Utah definitely has to think about her life and why she was so naive to this. So a model in Utah claims a phone scammer got her to shave her own head and eyebrows. They claimed they were with the hair care brand Redken, and they offered her thousands of dollars to film herself doing it. Something tells me this model, she has never heard the word scam before, Andrew. I mean, this is like scam book 101.
It really is. I would pay to watch this, though.
Yeah, because she's a model, and obviously the stereotype is that if you don't have a head full of hair and eyebrows as a model, you're probably not going to make it as a model.
Yeah, unless she's getting, like, this slick newborn look or something, but poor girl.
Oh, boy. Well, she learned her lesson. And you know what? I want people who think puffing the fumes from onions that... this is insane. If you don't know that huffing the fumes from onions is not going to help you with your coronavirus, I don't know what else to tell you. This is actually a thing in our next headline. Apparently, there are memes going around on the internet, Andrew, claiming that if you just huff fumes from onions, boom, the Rona is going to be gone. And they've been circulating on Facebook, these memes, especially in Asia. So they say you have to cut an onion in half, cup it against your nose and mouth, and take a series of deep breaths. But of course, there's zero evidence that it actually does anything besides what onions are supposed to do, which is just make your eyes water and your breath stink. I mean, Andrew, what say you to these dumb asses?
This is a Hunger Game.
I guess.
The odds may ever be in your favor. Everybody's trying these different remedies.
Yeah. You know, it kind of reminds me of that story that I read from NPR that was like posted on Facebook. It was like, oh, you know, if you're not vaccinated, you're like 11 times more likely to die from coronavirus. And at this point, with all the information that we have about the vaccine, it's like you said, it's survival of the fittest. If you are stupid enough to think that huffing fumes from onions is going to, you know, get you off easy, so to speak, instead of, you know, taking a vaccine, you know, masking, social distancing, then you know what? Die. Just die.
Right. I look at it this way. You have to go through so much more risk just to go get the onions to huff. yeah. than it would be to just go to a doctor and say, hey, can I get the vaccine?
Exactly. You don't have to pay for the vaccine. You got to pay for the onions. Yeah, yeah. Andrew's just like putting his hands up like, yeah, yeah. I love it.
Hopefully,
all right.
If they do it enough, maybe we'll have someone who gets like onion-based superpowers. So I'll keep an eye out for that.
Onion Man. He makes your eyes water, and apparently he saves the day doing it. Onion Man. I love it. I love it. All right. Of course, so speaking of crazy people, Florida. I can't tell you how many times per day I hear and see and read crazy Florida man stories. This time, a man in Florida was arrested for indecent exposure over the weekend after repeatedly driving up to the cash booths of toll plazas completely naked, Andrew. He did it at least seven times in a one-week period. I'm going to say, Andrew, I, you know what? As crazy as I think Florida people are, I'm probably going to be on this guy's side. Because I've been having an issue where these toll booths in, like, the New York, Delaware, New Jersey area, they still send me, like, toll charges from a trip to Maryland that I made back in June. So if I have to get naked in front of these toll booths just to tell them to stop it, then that might be what I do.
I will join you on this protest.
Thank you! Oh, my
yes.
God.
You have swayed me.
Yes, Andrew, you're like the greatest improv partner. You're always saying yes and to everything. Yeah, I mean, this has nothing to do with you, Andrew. This doesn't benefit you, and you could be embarrassing yourself, but yet, because you are my friend and co-host, you're willing to get nude in front of toll booth people for me.
Yes, we are protesting those bills, and they will see my dangly junk, so they're uncomfortable.
Hey, plural, they'll see both our dangly junks.
Yes. I want them to feel uncomfortable, so they say, don't worry about the $2. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All righty. Taco Bell. Are you a big fan of... Well, no, you're not, because you're a vegan, Andrew. You don't like Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Bring it back. The potato taco. It's a vegan meal, and it was so good.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe they'll do this while they're testing out their taco subscription service. Yes, Andrew. I kid you not. Taco Bell trying out a taco subscription service where for $5 to $10 a month, you can get one free taco every day. You have to order through the app. For now, it's available in select locations in Arizona. So you and I will probably have to take a trip to Arizona soon. Once they have the potato taco available again, of course, looking out for my friend here. Now, I wonder, Andrew, I mean, you're paying $5 to $10 a month for one free taco per day. Is it free, though, if you're still paying, technically? What do you think?
It's definitely not free. I'm assuming each taco costs, like, 3 cents to make. Oh. But, I mean, I guess it could be kind of cool. You know, you just go up to the drive-thru and it's like, oh, I get a free taco.
Yeah, I guess. You know what? I just forgot to record ourselves on Zoom, but I did record ourselves on Adobe, so I'm recording ourselves on Zoom right now.
Okay.
I am not going to advocate for this because, you know, one free taco every day. I would feel pressured, Andrew, to actually eat a free taco every day to make the subscription worth it. And last I checked, Taco Bell, I mean, you mentioned that it probably costs 3 cents to make it. I mean, it tastes like 3 cents when you eat it. So to have that in your diet every day, I don't know, Andrew. I might not even be able to see next week.
You know what? That's true. It's like eating shredded paper with paper inside of it. So
okay. Good point. Good point. Touche. We go to Disney World in our next headline. Some guy recently got caught posing as a tour guide at Disney World so he could skip all the lines. He somehow got access to an official Disney iPad, and the tour guides usually use this iPad, Andrew. So, of course, when the guy was caught, they kicked him out of the park. You know, look, at Disney, it seems like they charge like $2,000 just to be there for the day. So for what they charge for admission, I probably would do this stealing thing too, Andrew.
I think this is the most brilliant thing I've ever heard. I would do it.
Really? Now, go ahead.
To have an entourage of people following you to get on a roller coaster and you're pretending you give a tour, sold.
Yeah. But what happens if you get caught, Andrew? What are you going to say? What happens if they put you in handcuffs? What are you going to do?
I would say that this is the interactive part of the tour where we teach guests what not to do in the park. Take off running.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. Like, that's you'd be like the perfect actor. You're like in the moment, improvising and just kind of going with it. I like that. Wow. All right. The National Toy Hall of Fame. Andrew, the National Toy Hall of Fame, they just announced their finalists for the 2021 class. Let me know if each of these toys or any of these toys hits a chord with you. So, for 2021, the National Toy Hall of Fame, American Girl Dolls, Battleship, Billiards, Cabbage Patch Kids, the Fisher-Price Corn Popper, Mahung, Masters of the Universe Toys, the Pinata, Risk, Sand, the Settlers of Catan, and Toy Fire Engines. Do any of those toys personally connect with you when you were growing up as a kid?
Not a single one.
Now, why is that? Did you have a depressing childhood without toys?
You know, I had some great toys, but a lot of these toys look very expensive by the name.
Okay.
Like, yeah. We got the good hand-me-downs.
Yeah, yeah, the off-brand sort of thrift store toys.
Yes, instead of Barbie, it was Bobby.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Instead of the Easy Bake, it's the Easy Maybe Bake. I don't know, something like that. I don't know. But Sand, I'm so struck by the fact that Sand is considered a toy. Last I checked, sand is just like a thing of nature that you find on the beach.
I guess it could be a toy because it gets everywhere. Kids typically get in their nose like other toys, so it can work.
I guess. They also produce sandcastles.
You know what? I could go with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, Andrew, you're making sand seem like a very cancerous, dangerous toy for kids. Like, oh, it just gets into kids' nose. If they eat it, they die. You know, that kind of thing.
I just don't see how it's a toy to go into the Hall of Fame because nobody made this. The sand was here.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I don't know. What the hell did I say we were going to talk about in the beginning of the show? Oh, no, never mind. I changed that. All right. Since we have like a few minutes left in our headlines, let's talk about couples and the moments they realized that things were serious. I did find this recent survey, Andrew. The top, I believe, 10 things that couples say are moments that represent when their relationship got serious. So some of these things make sense. Meeting your friends or family member, meeting your parents, buying an engagement ring, labeling the relationship, so like saying you're exclusive and not just dating. Now, this is what's funny to me. Seeing each other more than once a week is what's considered a serious relationship, you know? It's like, I just find that funny. The fact that it's like, oh, one time we're just casually dating, but two times, oh my God, put the ring on the finger.
That's scary.
Yeah, yeah. So by that context, when I was dating my girlfriend and seeing her more than once a week, whoa, I guess I was secretly asking her to marry me. So that's frightening.
You were in a committed relationship at that point. Once you see the person without makeup or before they brush their teeth, it's serious.
Oh, well, you know what? That helps because my girlfriend does not wear makeup. And, I've had a lot of moments where I've been with her before she brushes her teeth. And, of course, she's going to, strangle me because she gets, self-conscious about that. But you know what, honey? I have bad breath, too. We all have bad breath. So deal with it.
Yeah. The biggest qualifier for me is when you have a wet fart around that person.
Hey.
When you have a wet fart around each other. Yard in it. You're married.
I can't tell you how many farts I've had to hold in the early days of me and Tony's relationship. Once I got to the point where we started farting, and especially when she started laughing at my farts, oh, match made in heaven. I thought, you know what? I think I could marry this girl.
Perfect. Match made in heaven.
Yeah. So, you know, for her nose, not the greatest thing, but for my comfort, oh, a match made in heaven.
Heaven smells like farts. I like that.
Heaven does smell like farts. I like it. Another sign that your relationship is serious, according to a recent survey, deleting dating apps like Tinder from your phone. Now, Andrew, I think this is a yes and no. Like, yes, okay. When you delete the app, you can basically represent there that you're off the market. But at the same time, like, I don't know if deleting the app all of a sudden means like, oh, yes, I'm committed. I'm off the market for life. This is intense. This is the one. So I feel like, you know, it might not be so bad to just put like, you know, to dip your toe in both sides of the water, so to speak, you know, in the early days, because you never know in the early days when you're dating where the relationship is going to go.
True. For the gays, we delete and add the app like every other week. It's just part of the thing.
now explain this whole thing with the gays and dating apps, because I don't know. I mean, I'm not gay.
So there's like Grindr and Tinder. Grindr. Jack, where it shows you, hey, a guy is 100 feet away from you. Do you want to hook up with them? And it's like, oh, okay, cool. But then some people get on Grindr or Jack and they're looking for a relationship. And so you start talking to a guy you probably hooked up with after knowing for 5 minutes because he was 2 feet away from you.
Yeah.
And it's like, I delete the app. We're serious and exclusive. And then by Friday, those same two people are back on the app.
Wow. That is insane. Man, we need to have some more stability for the gays. You know what? Let me protest with you. You protest with me for the, you know, for going to a toll booth naked in, I guess, Florida. And I'll protest with you to have more relationship stability on dating apps garnered toward gays.
Okay, I'm here for it.
All right, well, cool. Another sign that your relationship is turning serious, you text or call to say goodnight or good morning. I'm not a big fan of that kind of stuff. I think that sounds a bit clingy, Andrew.
It does. I just want to wake up and not talk to anybody.
Exactly. Don't talk to me unless I've had my coffee, unless I've rubbed my eyes, like that kind of thing, you know?
Let me brush my teeth before I even text.
That's
all good.
Exactly. You don't have to make plans because it's expected you'll hang out is another sign that the relationship might turn serious. I'm not really for that strong assumption because sometimes your partner may have plans that they bring up on you at the last minute. You may have plans that you may bring up to your partner at the last minute. So don't go into a presumption that y'all always going to be together all the time because that's unhealthy. just keep an open mind and know that anything could happen.
Yeah, do your thing, let your partner do their thing, and then come together.
Yes. You've shown each other your favorite hangout spots. And, when me and Tony went to my home state of Connecticut the first time to meet my family and friends, I showed her, like, everything. My middle school, my high school, the theater I used to work at. And I just was saying to myself, wow, I must be really in love with this girl if I'm, like, really going out of my way to, you know, reflect with her on my childhood.
Awesome. Yeah, when you take them to the secret spots where it's like, this is where I got in trouble for the first time, it's always good.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, a sign that your relationship has turned serious, you visited your partner at work. Now, Andrew, what do you say to that?
Never come to my job. If you came to my job, then that means you want to break up with me.
You know what? It's funny that you say that, because speaking of which, I saw a video where someone, and this is really not that related, but someone came to work. I believe someone came to work because someone approached their sister during a job interview because it was found out that her sister was sleeping with the girl's husband. So, I guess to go along the lines of, you know, don't show up to work because it means drama. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But really, go ahead.
I was just saying to the job interview, like, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I would say, that's kind of insensitive to go to your partner's job to break up with them, to bounce off your point, because, like, you don't want to do that in public. What?
Yeah. Do that at home over a box of donuts so everybody leaves happy.
Yeah, because at least it's like, all right, I got broken up with, but you know what? These glazed donuts are popping.
Mm-hmm. Anytime I break up with somebody, I bring over a snack. I'm like, hey, let's have a little treat. And I'm out the door after we finish eating.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know what? These are great signs that couples are in the serious stage. And you know what? Being in the serious stage may mean that you are getting engaged. So if you are getting to that point, Andrew, might I suggest to you and whoever's listening right now that you go with our good friends at Ether Diamonds. Yeah, Ether Diamonds is the world's most sustainable diamonds. The only diamonds, Andrew, that are actually good for the planet. Literally, they're like the world's most, like, positive impact diamonds made from air through a process that removes harmful air pollution, captures the carbon from it, and retests that carbon to a higher purpose in their one-of-a-kind diamonds. 100% real diamonds, Andrew. I'm not kidding you, okay? Stop saying I'm lying. I'm not.
That's awesome.
Every carat of Ether Diamonds offsets your personal carbon footprint for over a year. Highest quality diamonds you can buy coming from our good friends at Ether. They are certified by IGI, which is the world's largest independent laboratory for testing and grading gemstones and fine jewelry. So now, Andrew, you're no longer stuck having to choose between mined and regular lab-grown diamonds, both of which are not great for the environment, you know?
Awesome. I want those diamonds.
Yeah. Exactly. Ether offers the only truly sustainable diamonds on the market, requiring no ethical or environmental trade-offs. They're the only guilt-free diamonds available in the world. So if you want to find out more for you listening and for you, Andrew, as well, because I know you're getting married tomorrow, obviously, etherdiamonds.com. That is AETHERdiamonds.com. And follow them on social media at Ether Diamonds. Thanks so much, Ether Diamonds, for supporting the Anything Show. And thank you for sticking around for our headlines, because that wraps up the said headline segment on this week's show. If you have a headline you want to send me and Andrew, facebook.com/theanythingshow or Instagram at anythingshowfrancois. That is anythingshow, F-R-A-N-C-O-I-S. Jean-Francois here in Lindenville, Vermont. My partner in crime, Andrew Vanertunt from the Lifestyle of a Gay Black Boy podcast, joining me on the phone and Zoom from Rochester, New York. All right, Andrew, Monday, September 27th is the big day where we announce our September winner of a $100 gift card and an Anything Show with Jean-Francois shot glass and keychain. Shall we do a round of Ask Anything, Andrew Vanertunt?
Let's do it.
Yay! All right, here we go. The question for this month, what is your favorite thing from the 90s? Facebook.com/TheAnythingShow. You can also respond to us Instagram at AnythingShowFrancois. And those Instagram responses have been coming in by the numbers. Thank you so much, guys, for your responses on Instagram. I got so many great ones. Let's see. A show about nothing I watch every time it was on TV, Seinfeld. Seinfeld is Phil Roberts. Favorite thing about the 90s. At CG Legend 80 says, meeting and marrying my beautiful wife. Ooh, party like it's 1999.
I know.
I'm trying to see all the comments here. What the? Oh, Tyson One Fan says internet and cell phones from the 90s was his favorite thing. Stephanie Perkins Argo says graduating and going to college was her favorite thing from the 90s. BBQ Bree says the music, Will Smith, LL Cool J, Madonna, such fun times. Owl Mom 3 says her last child was born in the 1990s. So she's clearly a very happy woman because it sounds like she has like 15 children, Andrew.
She's like, this is it.
Oh my God. Have an install will travel on Instagram says TGIF from ABC was his or her favorite thing on Friday nights. You know, you remember that block on Friday nights with like Family Matters, Boy Meets World, Full House? Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Oh, yeah. B. Thornhill also says the music. Supersonic Robert, when the Sonic franchise was amazing. Yeah. December Moy says classical cartoons, classical TV comedies. Wow, that sounds like cartoons and TV comedies with classical music in the background, Andrew.
Yes, you have to watch them with your pinky up.
Yes, exactly. Basically, be a douche while you are watching Hey Arnold on Nickelodeon with your pinky up, like that, like Dr. Evil from Austin Powers. What else? It won't let me go down even further. But you know what? You get the point. So many responses on our Instagram page at AnythingShowFrancois. You can also comment your favorite thing from the 90s at facebook.com/TheAnythingShow. It is the pin post on the top. Oh, my God. I also have this post pinned to the top of my personal page on Facebook. Jean-Francois, J-O-N, last name F-R-A-N-C-O-I-S. Answer before September 27th so you can win a $100 gift card and an Anything Show with Jean-Francois, shot glass, and keychain. All righty, Andrew, now that we've gotten that out of the way, I believe we need to take a break to acknowledge some good friends of ours. So this is the ceremonial thing. Andrew, do you have to pee while we take a break?
No, I don't.
Ah! I don't have to pee either, Andrew. This is like a must-win for us.
Look at that.
I love it. All righty. We're going to take a moment to acknowledge our sponsors, and we'll be right back with our viral videos of the week right here on The Anything Show.
Ladies, have you been led astray? Did you diddle where maybe you shouldn't have dabbled? Have you been unfaithful to your husband, wife, partner, main squeeze? Well, there's a judgment-free podcast just for you. Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity, hosted by Rebecca Adams, tells the stories of these women from their perspective, anonymously and without judgment.
I met the first man I had an emotional affair with online. He was far away, but he provided me with all of the emotional validation that my marriage was lacking. The first time we talked, he showed an interest in me as a person. It was refreshing.
If you need to come clean, get it off your chest, confess your sins with no Hail Marys required, then Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity is the podcast for you. And remember, it's completely anonymous and judgment-free.
Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe today.
Support for the Anything Show with Jean-Francois coming from Endgame Content. All right, I gotta be honest, these guys are just freaking idiots. They are four idiots who just talk about a lot of things that they think they know about. And yeah, okay, they talk about gaming-related stuff for the most part. But if you want to learn other things like spoons or how to properly eat Thai food into your ears, I'm sure they know something about that too. Hey, the Endgame Content guys also do Dungeons and Dragons. So if you're a big fan of that, tune into their Dungeon and Dragon episodes, along with their regular podcast episodes, uploaded bi-weekly, so there's something fresh each week. Check out the Endgame Content live stream on Twitch, and of course, check out Endgame Content wherever you get podcasts. All right, here we go. Your viral videos of the week right here on the Anything Show. Let's get started, Andrew, with this Amazon driver who sang into the doorbell cam of a house while delivering a package. I think, Andrew, when you hear her, you kind of know why she's doing it. Alrighty. Amazon, Jeff Bezos, give us your thing.
Hello, Jennifer. I hope your Monday's going well. You have no markers on your house that says what number you are. And that is hard to find your house, my dude. And it's unsafe, honestly. What if you needed medical assistance and the paramedics didn't know your town well? Come on, man. Have a great day.
I think that was very creative, Andrew. I mean, Amazon workers, I'm sure, are frustrated to the bone for a variety of reasons. And instead of, like, you know, killing the person's house with their fists or, like, a baseball bat, they decide to sing their frustrations out to the customer, who just won't give them the information they need.
I love that. Delivering them something with a song, it always makes it better.
It does. It does. It makes you less angry. Oh, so basically, if I say, oh my God, I'm pissed you slept with my boyfriend, Andrew, that's going to sound a lot different than, oh my God, you slept with my boyfriend. I'm so happy that you're dead, or something like that. I don't know. Like, but it has like a more of, it has more of a happy flow to it, doesn't it?
It does. It makes me want to give that person like a big hug. Like, oh, let's go get a drink. Okay.
I pissed you off. I slept with your boyfriend. You know what? Let's have margaritas on me.
Yeah.
Good. I love it. All right. This next viral video. Are you familiar with the Bad Romance Challenge, Andrew?
I am not.
You shouldn't be.
I'm concerned right now. This is one of my favorite Gaga songs.
Yeah, because the internet and TikTok is ridiculous as usual, it's a group of people, usually a family, who take turns singing Lady Gaga's Bad Romance. That's basically the Bad Romance Challenge. Now, this particular family, they have six people. All of them have terrible voices, and there's one that's really, really bad. And I wonder if you can spot it out, Andrew. Here we go.
Caught in a bad romance. Caught in a bad romance.
I'm not laughing, you're all terrible. So obviously they should not all win American Idol, but could you spot the terrible voice of that terrible family, Andrew?
I don't know which one was worse. I'm going to say the second one. The second one was really bad.
Really? I thought the first one, the one that started us off with that, like, I thought that was the cream de la creme.
I was just excited, like, oh, I can start us off. Well, yeah, they did suck.
Yeah, all right. Well, this next video, a woman got out of her car to film a jumbo jet flying over her head and landing at an airport. She is so blown away by how big this jet is and how close it is to her, she can barely form words. So, Andrew, when you listen to this video, think the legendary double rainbow guy. Remember, like, double rainbow in the sky!
I remember that guy. He gave me life.
Yeah. And you know what? Unfortunately, he has no life anymore. He died like some time ago, remember?
Oh, no, I didn't know.
Yeah. Aww. Well, Andrew, you know what? Shame on you for not knowing. Shame on you. You're supposedly a fan. Shame on you. Did you even go to his funeral?
I was distracted by the rainbows.
Okay, fine. All right, this woman, shocked by the bigness of an airplane flying by her. Take a listen. It's right above her.
It's, oh my God, it's so huge. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Crying and fainting, practically. Yeah. It's just too much for her. Too much to bear.
I can...
Wow. What was that, Andrew? What did you say?
I can feel her happiness.
Yeah. It's like she saw literally Jesus Christ flying over her head. And she's like, oh my God, the resurrection is now!
Oh.
Yeah, it's Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday came early, lady.
She is in heaven right now. She just got taken up on the chariot.
Yeah. And you know what? Ironically, she got to heaven with that jet that she just saw that she was blown away by.
That's so beautiful. I want to hug her now.
You want to hug her because she got to heaven with a big-ass jet that was flying over her. I love this. So everything about this conversation is so stupid and awesome at the same time. Alrighty, next viral video. Oh my God, I think this is like the third or fourth yodeling video in a row that we are showcasing, Andrew, so I apologize. But this is different. Instead of a yodeler by itself, how about a yodeler and a throat singer combined for a duet that you clearly did not ask for? Take a listen. Idea throat singing was that's just awful. Throat singing should not be allowed at all.
Throat singing is not what I thought it was going to be.
Now, what did you think throat? No. Let's take a moment to analyze this, Andrew. What did you think throat singing was? Because I didn't know it was this until I heard it. What did you think it was?
To me, it sounds like something you charge $50 for on the corner.
Hey,
different than what I. But you know what? It sounded terrible. But it was art.
Yeah. Oh, God. Throat singing on the corner. Now, can you imagine the prostitute? Okay, $50. Now, let me work that D minor. Yeah. So, unfortunately, the guy has a D minor, so that's sad for him.
You know what? It'd be sad for him, but I'd go to the corner and pay for a Michael Bolton or something.
Wait a minute. Michael Bolton paid for a D minor throat singing thing in the corner? What?
You know, I would say that that's what the special is. When you go to the corner, you're like, here's $50. I want to do a Michael Bolton.
Wow.
Help me out.
Okay. This conversation went in an unexpected direction, which really is no surprise at all, given the fact that it's you and me, Andrew.
You know what? We're just riding the rails and seeing where it goes. I'm enjoying the journey.
I'm enjoying it, too. What I am also enjoying is the fact that this husband in our next viral video, he's basically confirming every stereotype about men forgetting the anniversary with their woman. Where the hell is this video? It should be in the thing because I just added it today. Here we go. It's under forget anniversary. All right, so this husband forgot his anniversary with his wife, and this is how he suddenly remembered.
Fishing in Cabo? What? For real?
Yeah. We leave in like an hour.
Are you serious?
I swear.
What? What's the kid? There's something up here.
Did you read the first line?
There's a date in September.
What would be in September?
Come on, connect
there's
the dots.
A date in September.
You got it.
What's in September?
Come on.
There's a date in September.
There is a date in September.
Oh, our anniversary.
Yes! There you go. There you go. He finally realized that his wife booked a trip for them on a special date in September because it's their anniversary, Andrew. How about that for a wonderful straight guy?
Sadly, I would be on his side because I will forget an anniversary all the time.
You know what? I can see why. All the time. Okay, here's what I will say. If you've been together like 40 years and every day is like the same, then I can get that. But I mean, I think in the early stages of a relationship, like maybe like the first 2, 3, 4 years, if you forget that anniversary, you're going to look like an a-hole.
You will. For me, I know I'll forget. So I'll pull out some cheesy line like, well, every day with you is like an anniversary.
Why aren't you in a relationship right now, Andrew? That's so awesome. I would totally buy that pickup line.
Because they tried that and the guy walked out on me.
Oh, well, F him.
I'm joking.
Oh, okay. I hope he goes down in a ditch and just stays there.
Two people in a ditch? That sounds like fun.
There you go. Well, who's the first person in the ditch to reference
well,
an earlier?
Guy who was a D-bag falling into a ditch, too.
Oh, yeah. The guy that was like, oh, let me put my girlfriend on Tinder to see how many guys like her. Yeah, okay. There we go. All right, lastly, a woman filmed her husband proudly showing off his new disc golf belt, but when he carelessly whips one of those discs across the room, oh, you can kind of guess what happens by the wife's reaction. Take a listen here, Andrew.
Did you crack the TV? You broke it.
Yeah, he just, you know, his disc golfing passion, great. But when it comes to the point where you break the TV, honey, I'm going to get a divorce right now.
She sounded like she was about to say, take that outside.
Yeah. Oh, God. What in the trailer park was that, man? That was just awesome. I love it.
Well, what is disc golf?
Oh, disc golf is a good question. It's golfing except with a disc. I don't know. You're asking the wrong person. I think there's like a frisbee that you use in golf form. Look it up on Google, Andrew. Look it up on Google. You're asking the wrong guy. That's almost like asking me about veganism, which I clearly don't know about, but you know about, you know?
Yes, very true. So I'm going to check it out, and maybe we'll play some disc golf.
Mm-hmm. That's our viral videos. If you have a viral video, you want to send me an Andrew, facebook.com/theanythingshow, Instagram, @anythingshowfrancois. Hey, coming up after our celebrity gossip, I will be talking to the recent winner, only a teenager, 16 now, but 15 at the time of the taping. He is the recent season 13 winner of American Ninja Warrior, Caden Lepsak. He's going to be on the show. We're going to talk to him about how he felt and what he did during the show and blah, blah, blah. So stay tuned for that. After we get to our celebrity gossip, Andrew, are you ready to gossip about that stupid person that's Nicki Minaj?
Yes, I'm ready.
Yay. All right, now this breaks my heart because I like Nicki Minaj. I like her personality, I like her music, but she's been so questionable with this COVID stuff that she's been putting out there this past week. Nicki Minaj did say that she wants to wait until she does more research to get the COVID vaccine, even though there's plenty of research and proof that it works. So she did decide to sit out this year's Met Gala. And ironically, Andrew, because the reason why she was absent at the MTV Video Music Awards this year, she got COVID.
I didn't know she got COVID, geez.
Yeah, and yet she's still kind of doubting the vaccine. So, but then now, okay, so the, kind of the reason why Nicki doubts the vaccine is because apparently she's saying that her cousin's friend got swollen testicles, became impotent because of taking the colon vaccine. Or not the colon vaccine, the COVID vaccine. Oh, there's a vaccine that'll stimulate your colon. Oh, this feels so good. Oh, God. All right, but literally, this story has gotten so ridiculous to the point. Well, first of all, you know what? Dr. Fauci had to, like, come in. Your boo, Dr. Fauci, Andrew, had to come in and dispute Nicki Minaj on CNN the other day with Jake Tapper. Let me see if I have this here. Oh, yes, I do have it. Dr. Fauci, with all the important things he has on his mind, he was actually literally asked about Nicki Minaj and whether her claims are true.
And pop star Nicki Minaj tweeted yesterday that she's not vaccinated, she's doing her own research, and then she shared an anecdote I found rather unbelievable, to be honest, about alleged side effects that her cousin's friend supposedly experienced in Trinidad. I wouldn't normally even ask you about this, but Nicki Minaj has nearly 180 million followers on Twitter and Instagram combined. She's beloved by her fans. She's a huge talent, obviously. Her tweet was seized upon by vaccine opponents as some sort of evidence. I want you to address what she said, because for anyone out there who has any questions about this, Dr. Fauci, is there any evidence that the Pfizer, the Moderna, or the J&J vaccines cause any reproductive issues in men or women?
The answer to that, Jake, is a resounding no. There's no evidence that it happens, nor is there any mechanistic reason to imagine that it would happen. So the answer to your question is no.
How can health authorities even attempt to combat this kind of misinformation coming from somebody who is a huge and beloved international star like Nicki Minaj?
It's very difficult. There is a lot of misinformation, mostly on social media. And the only way we know to counter mis and disinformation is to provide a lot of correct information and to essentially debunk these kinds of claims, which, you know, may be, you know, innocent on her part. I'm not, you know, blaming her for anything, but she should be thinking twice about propagating information that really has no basis as except a one-off anecdote. And that's not what science is all about.
Yeah. All right. So, yes, Dr. Fauci actually had to waste his time, you know, answering to Nicki Minaj's claims. What are your thoughts, Andrew?
So I saw some of the posts. I saw some of the videos and things that happened with this. It's a crazy story. I think we need to talk about the fact that her cousin's friend most likely had nothing of a reaction to the COVID vaccine. He probably has an STI. Because she also said in her tweet that after his testicles were swollen, he was impotent, his marriage got called off. So I'm thinking he just slept with somebody, caught a little tug bug, and now that's going on with them. As far as her comment, education is key. And I see what's happening here, that people are getting more confused. Because then her fans started protesting at the CDC.
Oh, God. And it got to a point where health experts, I believe they were from... Yeah, health officials in Trinidad and Tobago, where I guess Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend lives, they actually had to answer to this as well. And this is their response to the so-called, oh, the COVID vaccine can make you impotent.
One of the reasons we could not respond yesterday in real time to Miss Minaj is that we had to check and make sure that what she was claiming was either true or false. And unfortunately, we wasted so much time yesterday running down this false claim. It is, as far as we know, at this point in time, there has been no such reported either side effect or adverse event. And what was sad about this is that it wasted our time yesterday trying to track down, because we take all these claims seriously, whether it's on social media or mainstream media. As we stand now, there is absolutely no reported such side effect or adverse event of testicular swelling in Trinidad, or I dare say, Dr. Hines, anywhere else. None that we know of anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, so stop wasting people's time, Nicki Minaj.
I love that he just says, it was a waste of time.
Yeah.
Like, girl, you just wasted all of our time.
Exactly. That's time you cannot get back. What the hell, man? I love it. I love it. All right. One more celebrity piece of gossip before we wrap up to go to Kaden Lepsack. Okay. How about we wrap up on this? Are you a big fan of the Shrek movies, Andrew?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, did you know that, you know, originally it wasn't Mike Myers that was supposed to play the voice of Shrek. Actually, the late SNL star Chris Farley was supposed to be the voice of Shrek. And he recorded about 90% of the dialogue by the time he died. Now, the producers decided not to just like use an impersonator to finish up, so they decided to just recast Mike Myers in the role. Here's a listen. We actually found some footage here. A listen to Chris Farley as the voice of Shrek with Eddie Murphy still intact as Donkey. And when you listen to this, you will have a hard time imagining that the Shrek movie almost turned out this way.
Nothing like a fire and a noble romantic mission to warm the cockles of your heart.
Yeah. I like my cockles room temperature, thank you very much.
Hey, if you're not doing this for cockle warming, why are you doing it?
Simple. Fartwad gets his princess, I get what I want.
Which is? Now, come on, what do you want?
I don't have time to set it to music.
Oh, this is another one of those onion things.
No, this is one of those drop it and leave me alone things.
Well, why don't you want to talk about it?
Why do you want to talk about it?
Why are you answering the question with a question?
Why are you asking questions I don't want to answer?
Why are you blocking?
I'm not blocking.
Then why do you have problems expressing your wants?
I don't. I want you to shut up. See? No problem.
You're just displacing your anger.
Believe me, it's properly placed.
You're really mad at whoever did this to you.
No one did anything to me.
Yes, yes, yes. Someone hurt you so bad. Someone hurt you many years ago.
Leave my parents out of this.
Yeah, so like Shrek as voiced by Chris Farley would have been like a fat, lazy, nasally American kind of person. And then, of course, you hear Mike Myers, who has more of a Scottish pep to his Shrek, Andrew.
Yeah, Mike Myers sounds way better. If I heard this, I would have been scared as a kid. I thought this was a real bite.
Yeah, it's like when Ronald McDonald, the very first Ronald McDonald, was like a frightening clown, but then he became more pleasant looking as the years went by. Yeah, I mean, with Shrek as sort of like that lazy, sort of like drunkish American sound, it's like, nah, I want the donkey, like that kind of Shrek, you know?
Yeah, I like the accent, the cheerfulness of the Shrek that we have in place now.
Yeah, so rest in peace, Chris Farley, but the producers did make a wise choice with Mike Myers as Shrek. And that is Celebrity Gossip right here on the Anything Show. If you have a piece of gossip you want to send our way, facebook.com/TheAnythingShow. You can also contact us on Instagram at AnythingShowFrancois. All right, Jean-Francois here from Lennonville, Vermont, joined this past practical hour by the lovely Andrew Vandertunt from the Lifestyle of a Gay Black Boy podcast. He's been on the phone and on Zoom with me from Rochester, New York. Andrew, can you tell me, what's the latest with the Lifestyle of a Gay Black Boy podcast?
The latest thing that we are going to do, we just did our kink quizzes, and now we're going to go on to leather play and pup play. So we're going to talk to some people who are in the leather community and people who are pups or handlers of pups.
Nice. So is that episode already out with the leather play and the pup play?
That's going to be out this coming week on Thursday.
Okay, so we're recording this on Friday, September 17th, so the episode comes out Thursday, September 23rd?
Yes.
Nice. Lifestyle of a Gay Black Boy podcast. Find it wherever you get podcasts. Coming up, I'm going to be speaking with the winner of American Ninja Warrior Season 13, the teenage phenomenon known as Caden Lepsack. Andrew, it was always a pleasure, and we shall see each other again for more chaos next week.
Yes, excited for it.
Yes.
All right. This kid will have you on the edge of your seat.
Well, he met Jake when he was just 10 years old, developed a friendship, and just like Jake, Caden Lepsack likes to go fast.
Yeah, man, he's explosive and fearless. I love this kid.
Just so impressive. What we saw these kids doing on Ninja Junior, they forced us to lower the age. We knew they were that good, and they have been answering it here early in Season 13.
That's right, and this kid already has been winning local ninja competitions against veterans like Jake Murray. He is not intimidated.
All right, everybody, I'm joined by Caden Lepsack. He is the winner of Season 13 of America Ninja Warrior. Thanks for being on the show, Caden.
Yeah, thank you, John.
You know, first of all, congrats on winning the competition. And in the finale episode, can you take me through the 7 obstacles that you had to go through and how you were feeling for each of them?
Yeah. So stage 3 was super brutal course. It was insane. The obstacles were super tough. And halfway through, I didn't think I was going to make it through, but I just fought for it and kept my spirits up high and made it through.
What were the obstacles, if I may ask?
Obstacle 1 was grip and tip, and then there were stalactites. The up for grabs was number 3. Cliffhanger was number 4. Pipe dream into eyeglass alley, and then the flying bar.
Nice. Now, for those not familiar with the show, can you like explain what you had to do for each obstacle? Because I mean, I've seen you on the show, and it's yeah, definitely a physically demanding competition.
Yeah, so the cliffhanger is super brutal. It's really tiny ledges that you have to climb across and transfer back and forth between them.
Are you there, Caden?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Yep, go ahead.
Did you get that?
I did not. No. Say that one more time.
yeah, the cliffhanger is super brutal. It's really tiny ledges that you have to climb across and transfer back and forth across.
Now, I wonder, like, how does one get on American Ninja Warrior? Because, you know, is it something that you train for your whole life? Like, tell me how you got involved with the show.
Yeah, I saw the show when I was 10 years old. And from then, I knew I was hooked. I found a gym that was a couple hours away that I met my coach at now. And his name is John. My parents got talking with John and they decided to open a gym up closer to us. And so I train there every single day from 2 to 4 hours a day.
Can you tell me, like, specifically what kind of training you went through?
Yeah, I do a lot of strength and conditioning training, like pull-ups, chin-ups, and I also do a lot of cardio training.
Nice, nice. And, I'm curious as to, like, the other obstacles that you went through in that finale episode. Can you tell me more about them?
Yeah, so the final obstacle, stage four, is a 75-foot rope climb in 30 seconds. I didn't make it up in time, but it was probably the most challenging obstacle I've ever done.
Yeah, and I loved seeing the emotional roller coaster that your mom went through during the show. Can you talk about how that felt? Mom?
Yeah, it's awesome having my family there to support me, and it meant a lot to me having them there.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, can you tell us what you won now that you won this competition? What was the prize?
Yeah, becoming last man standing, I won $100,000.
Wow. Okay. What do you plan to do with that $100,000?
I owe a few of my ninja friends a trip to Disney World. And other than that, I don't really have a plan.
How many ninja friends are you taking with you? Because, you know, $100,000, I feel like that might take like two or three people to Disney World, considering how expensive it is.
Yeah, that's pretty true. I think I have like four or five people coming.
Okay. All right. And you guys are just going to, you know, do rides, have some fun, you know, celebrate.
Yeah. Hopefully climb on some stuff.
Nice. Well, what's next for you, man? I mean, you're now the American Ninja Warrior for the recent season. What happens to you now?
Yeah, I'm going to keep training, hopefully come back stronger next year and conquer stage four. I'm also the CEO of a company, Bucket of Chalk, where we sell chalk to ninjas, gyms, and climbers.
Wow. Okay. So I had no idea that you were allowed to return to the competition for another season.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Wow.
I'll definitely be back.
Huh. All right. Interesting. And, when you first began America Ninja Warrior, did you imagine that you could get to this point? I mean, kind of like take me into your mindset as you were going from step one up until the finale.
Yeah. Growing up watching the show, just watching all these ninjas compete and there's being very few to achieve victory. It was crazy to be super close to it. I never would have dreamed I would have got there.
Wow. All right, man. Well, hey, Kaden Lepsack, it's a pleasure to talk to you, man. And, are you going to take a break this summer? Are you going to go right to training for the next competition? What are you doing this summer? Or actually, the summer's already over. What are you going to be doing during the school year?
Yeah, I'm already training for the next season.
Wow. So are you going to school in the meantime or are you doing like a homeschool tutoring situation while you train?
Yeah, I'm doing online school and I did before COVID just so I can travel and compete more.
How are you able to balance schooling with training? Like what's your everyday schedule like between those two?
Yeah, that's definitely pretty hard. I normally do schooling in the morning and then training in the afternoon.
Okay. And are you ever tempted to say to your, you know, parents, hey, you know, I want us all this money. I'm a ninja warrior. You know, what do I need school for?
All the time.
So you're are you 15?
I was 15 during filming. I'm 16 now.
Oh, nice, nice. So, tell me about being a 16-year-old. I mean, are you still doing the normal 16-year-old stuff, learning to drive, things like that?
Yeah, I'm getting my driver's license in October, actually.
Now, I got to wonder, because being an American Ninja Warrior, you're on national television, you do these physical demanding challenges. I got to feel like driving in comparison is like a walk in the park. You know, how do you feel about it?
It was definitely not as easy as ninja for me, but I'm getting there.
What's the most challenging part of driving for you, learning it?
It's getting easier. Nothing's really too challenging for me.
Yeah. For me, it was like the reverse parking. I hated that. And
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Reversing into a parking space backwards. It was a complete nightmare. And luckily, I've never had to do it ever since I got my license. Like,
nice.
Yeah.
Well,
that's yeah. Don't parallel park. Parallel parking is a nightmare.
Yeah, parallel parking is pretty hard.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kaden Lepsak, I wish you the best of luck with the training process. I really hope you do win the next season of American Ninja Warrior. And best of luck, Kaden.
Yeah, thank you. Good talking to you.
Listen to the Anything Show with John Francois on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts.
How does John know how to set up podcasts? Is he that? No, he can't be that smart.
Follow on Facebook at The Anything Show and on Instagram at Anything Show Francois. Did you get all that?